live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with Ken. Roam if you want to, roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Of course, we're taking all your calls about travel, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Last week, we were on the campus of Cornell University up in Ithaca, New York. Wonderful location there for a show. And, of course, we're coming to you now from a few thousand miles away and a few thousand feet up in the air at the 9,000-foot level here in Colorado, otherwise known as Aspen, at the Little Nell, and having a lot of fun here at the 26th annual, hard to believe, Food and Wine Magazine Classic. 50,000 bottles of wine and about 50,000 people looking for bottles of wine. I think it's pretty wild here. It's the camp reunion for foodies, and what an organization endeavor it is to put this thing together. And 95 separate chefs, think about that, and all of whom I think have their own show on the Food Network. I don't know. Maybe not, but it just seems that way. Lots of things to talk about, and I have to start the hour here with a sad note, of course, remembering our colleague Tim Russert, his sad, shocking, and untimely passing on Friday at the young age of 58. He was NBC's Washington bureau chief and moderator of Meet the Press. Of course, that was his title, and that was how we remember him. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, and this Sunday it will still be Meet the Press, but not the normal Meet the Press. If you get a chance, please watch as Tom Brokaw hosts a special Meet the Press this Sunday. And, you know, as I keep thinking, everywhere I would travel, at least half the time, I would bump into Tim Russert. I'd be in Chicago. There was Tim Russert. Milwaukee, there is Tim Russert. I'd be in Boston. There is Tim Russert. And, of course, anytime I did anything for NBC in Washington, D.C., it would be from the news bureau there, and there would be Tim Russert. A bigger presence on the screen, I can't imagine. And think about this. As we enter the 2008 presidential election, how different it's going to be not having him keeping people honest. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but our hearts and prayers go out to his family, and as well as to all the people who were close to him, who are suffering this weekend and for many, many weeks and years to come. In the news this week in travel, it's once again not good news as oil continues to spike, as airlines continue to ground airplanes. You know, when an airline grounds a plane, what is the airline telling you? That it's cheaper for them not to operate it than to operate it. It's as simple as that. And I want to everybody to think about this, not as an airline issue, not as an airline business issue, but as an issue of the economic lifeblood of this country. You know, Dwight Eisenhower said that America didn't build the interstate highway system. The interstate highway system built America. The same could be said originally about the trains. We now have to look at this the same way when it comes to our airline system, because all this capacity that's being either withdrawn or reduced is not going to be replaced. You're going to see, communities in America that are literally, you know, completely disadvantaged or without air service altogether. I'm on a flight when this show is over today that's going to take me from Aspen to Denver, a flight of 38 minutes on United Airlines. That one-way ticket is $1,089. That is outrageous. I was in Washington, D.C. last week, wanted to go to New York. The shuttle ticket was $839. Something is really wrong here. And we can't look at this as, you know, well, we better not fly. Guess what? If we don't fly, America doesn't move. America doesn't move, we don't eat. We don't get the chance to do all the things we take for granted. It is time to start reorienting the way we look at the impact of the airline system in our daily lives, in the way we do business, and the way we just live our lives. It's not just about vacation. Forget the idea of just a vacation trip here. Look around. As you're listening to this show right now, look around wherever you're sitting and figure out how that object got into your house or your apartment or in your office, how that food got on your table, how the shirt on your back got there. Chances are it was flown. And if it was flown and it's not flying now, you do the math. It's not a pretty picture. So we're going to be talking about that, about what the airlines are trying to do about that with Michelin Maynard from the New York Times in a few minutes, about how they're trying to save every single ounce, literally, on the plane to try to stay in the air. It is a sad commentary that we define a successful airline these days by who can lose money longer. But that's where we are again. We have a crisis here. We have a crisis here. We're coming to you from Aspen. Not far from here is Denver, the home of Frontier Airlines, already operating in Chapter 11. How can they survive? And if they go out, does that mean United Airlines is going to lower fares out of Denver? Better not believe that one. No, they're going to go up and up again. It's just not a pretty picture. But let me give you at least one pretty picture, because we've got our trivia contest today. This entire month, we're giving away two free tickets. That's right, you can still fly. Two free tickets on American Airlines. Just log on to petergreenberg.com and answer the following trivia question. Here it is. What's the best way to avoid catching norovirus? Now, we've all heard about that, right? The Norwalk-like virus on cruise ships. God help us if we ever find out what the Norwalk virus is, but it's called the Norwalk-like virus, otherwise known as norovirus. Some people might call it the stomach flu or viral gastroenteritis. Bottom line is, here's the question again, what's the best way to avoid catching norovirus? So you enter online at petergreenberg.com, click enter now from the homepage, answer the question, let us know who you are, and you could win those two tickets. And there we go. It's a lot of fun. And norovirus is not a lot of fun. The contest is a lot of fun. Anyway, it's crazy. One more thing I want to tell you about. You know, we're getting down to the countdown to the Olympics. And if you go to our website, petergreenberg.com, you'll see my story on counting down to the Summer Olympics, what you need to know. Because we actually priced out a ticket the other day on the Today Show from New York to Beijing on Continental Airlines, a coach ticket was pricing out in August at $11,000. How'd you like to take that 16-hour flight with your knees against your chest? There's another way to do it. If you go to our website, I'll tell you how you can get a lot better deals by doing round-the-world tickets, making Beijing just one of your stops on the way. And there are a lot of different combinations of destinations you can do to make that happen. And we'll also tell you not just about how to get there, but how to stay there without spending $800 a night for a room, because if you go online right now, that's what they're going to quote you. Remember, there's a great deal of difference between a booked room and a blocked room. And right now, most of those rooms are blocked. Guess what's going to happen 2 to 3 weeks in front of the Olympics? All the sponsoring organizations, all the organizing committees are going to look at their real room needs and discover what? We don't need that many rooms. And all of a sudden, the blocks become unblocked, and you get the room you really want. And we'll also tell you how to get Olympic tickets. No, you're not going to get to opening ceremonies unless you basically mortgage your house. However, there are a lot of other track and field events, equestrian events, tons of stuff to see that will not set you back a lot if you know how to do it. And we're going to tell you how to do it. Just go to petergreenberg.com and you'll see exactly that. When we come back, we're going to find what weight on a plane really means these days in terms of oil prices with our pal Michelin Maynard from the New York Times. We'll be back with more from the Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado, with 50,000 bottles of wine right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards Package. You'll get breakfast, up to $15 U.S., 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards Package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Man?
I hate Stinky Man. You know why? They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanly travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanly Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanly Travel, you travel better.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
It's 18 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Aspen Food and Wine Classic here in Aspen, Colorado. And to all my friends out there who are out there on the road right now as long-haul road truckers who called up on the phone mad at me because I said a lot of this stuff was flown in. You know what? I feel for you guys as well because I know what it costs to fill up your tank. It's about $1,200 right now, and I don't know how you recoup that. I don't know how anybody recoups that. So, you know, we'll go back to the 60s and say keep on trucking. But what I said still applies. We have to have a quantum change in the way we approach energy in this country and the way we use it and the way we purchase it. It's not just about drilling in Alaska, guys. It's about figuring out what is important and what isn't. And to all my friends out there who are truckers who call into the show all the time, we are on your side as well. Let's go right to the phones. We got Nancy on the phone. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I was listening to your show. I was listening to you on the Today Show on June the 6th, and you were talking about prices going up. We should get our tickets for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We have a wedding in Florida in December. And I went online on the 6th, and the price was around $380 round trip. Well, I didn't book it that day. I booked it the next day. And the next day, it had doubled. So I figured
It sometimes pays to listen to me on the Today Show now, doesn't it?
I agree. So I thought, oh, I was out of luck. But so we booked one ticket, and we used a companion fare. So I find out just the other day that the fare is back down to the $380 fare. And I couldn't comprehend this. I called the airline. They can't explain it. I said, I think I'm owed the reduced fare. And she said, I can reduce your fare, but I'm going to charge you $150 to reduce it. And I get a difference of $31. So I just don't understand the difference in why they would increase it and decrease it within a week.
Well, within a week, darling, they do it within an hour. They update their fares over 250,000 times a day, based on computer projections of what they think people are going to be doing a year from now on a certain flight, or a month from now, or a month last year. So it's not surprising to me that they would do that. It just makes you have to be a better comparison shopper and to strike while you can. The whole idea of charging you a $150 change fee, to me, is criminal. It is absolutely criminal. It's a way for them to generate revenue without playing fair.
Right.
And my idea here is if you can document what you did, and actually have a printed record of what you did when you logged on, which something tells me you didn't. But if you did, I'll be glad to fight that battle for you. So let me know, okay?
I don't think I have the printout from the 6th, but I know
okay,
I have
so
all
the
information from the
7th. So the two lessons that you have to learn from me, Nancy, is number one, when I say something on the Today Show, run. And the second lesson, is always have a paper trail, because if you don't, you have no leg to stand on.
Well, do you think because I was inquiring for that flight that went up? I mean,
Nancy, you didn't shift the market, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
The market, no, trust me on that. Nobody's sitting in a computer center at the airline going, uh-oh, Nancy's on the phone. Okay?
Right, exactly. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I said nobody's on that flight at this time in December, so.
You might be surprised. I bet a lot of people are on that flight. They just have, they're looking at the seats. They have a computer profile that says once they get above a certain number of seats, they're at. Once they get, it's like a hotel figuring out what their occupancy level is, just a load factor on an airline. So it's a dark science, and it's called yield management. And I'm telling you something, in the last 30 years, no one's figured it out. They're in a dark room somewhere smoking something. But bottom line is they change those fares 250,000 times a day. Stay on top of it. Okay, Nancy?
Got it.
All right. Let's go right to another Nan in Denver. Hey, Nan.
Hello?
Hello, Nan.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Well, mine doesn't have to do with the price of a ticket. It has to do with some liability concerns. I'm going to be accompanying two 11-year-old boys to a leadership conference in Washington, D.C. Their parents can't afford to come, so I'm going to get them there, get them to the conference, and get them home again. Now,
I would actually say we need a couple of 11-year-old leaders in Washington, D.C. That would be good.
Oh, they're great kids. You know, I volunteered to do this, but I'm a little concerned. I'm going for about 48 hours. I'm going to be in charge of them. They're not related to me. It's not a school-sponsored activity at this point. It won't
sure.
be. So what's my liability?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is understand that airlines are very, very worried these days in child custody kidnapping cases about making sure that the person who is taking those kids is the rightful person to take those kids. What mm-hmm. you need to do is go to this website. It's called Forms4, formsforparents.com. And that'll walk you through what your friends, meaning the parents of these kids, need to fill out and get a notarized document that says you have permission to take their kids on this trip. Otherwise, they may deny you boarding the plane.
Oh, okay, because I asked the airlines. They just said, have them bring their school IDs. I said,
I'm
not their parent. Yeah.
You know what? Asking airlines questions is basically like smoking dope. You know, it's forget it. They don't know, and they're not experts. They can basically figure out how to get to the work every day because they're so in a bunker right now because of the economy. So you didn't have to ask the airlines. You asked me, and you got the answer, so do it that way, okay?
Okay, Forms.
All right. I appreciate the call, Nan, and have a great trip to Washington. All right. Our next guest has been on the show before, and she wrote a piece this week in the New York Times that certainly got my attention, and it better get yours. It's how every single airline is literally trying to figure out how to get rid of every ounce, every pound, every kilogram they can of weight to try to save as much money as they can on fuel. And her name is Micheline Maynard. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Peter.
So it's getting worse, isn't it? I mean, I did a piece last year on American Airlines, in which they saved something like $1.8 million by removing magazines from the planes.
Right. Well, everybody's going after everything from the water that's used to flush the toilet to power washing their engines to replacing the seats. And, you know, it's almost like running to stand still here because jet fuel prices are going up so much.
I know. I mean, whatever savings they're getting are getting obliterated by the increase in fuel price. I mean, there's only so much, you know. It's like if you're flying on the, you know, it's like the old joke about the prisoner who says, "I'm going to escape. I'll cut off my arm," and then he'll cut off his other arm and mail it out, and he'll cut off his leg, and pretty soon, you know, he's dead. I mean, there's only so much you can cut off.
Well, and I think one of the issues for the industry is that collectively the airlines are going to spend something like $60 billion on fuel this year, and that's five times more than they spent in 2002. If you think about it, at the beginning of the decade, about 15% of your ticket went to pay for jet fuel. Now it's 40%.
It's outrageous. A $10 increase in the price of a barrel of oil represents an $800 million hit to American Airlines. That's scary.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, the airlines have figured out, obviously, that water weighs more than jet fuel. So now what they're trying to do, for example, on Northwest Airlines, they fly a lot of international flights. They're taking about 25% less water on those flights. Now, this isn't potable water. This is the water they use in the bathroom faucets and in the toilets.
Right.
And what they found was that these planes were coming back from their flights half full with water, and water weighs 8.5 pounds a gallon, and jet fuel weighs 6.8 pounds a gallon. You know, if they have a choice, they'd put more jet fuel on the planes than water.
Well, I got to tell you, the funny thing is that's happening out there, and we're going to actually do a piece on this on the Today Show in a couple of weeks, is with the airlines now saying, okay, we're going to charge you $15 to check your first bag, $25 for the second bag. That's essentially a $40 per leg airfare increase. So for a family of four, that's $320.
That's right.
But here's the fun part. You know, necessity being the mother of invention, there are people out there who are manufacturers who are coming up with jackets and vests with about 25 different pockets in them, so that basically you can now wear your luggage on the plane. I mean, can you imagine what this guy's going to look like? What that going to look like going through security?
Imagine what the inside of a cabin's going to look like when everybody collectively decides that they won't check bags anymore, and they'll bring on carry-ons. You know, I think there's a couple of opportunities here, one for somebody like FedEx or UPS to really get on the ball and offer you, you know, $10 shipping for your suitcase. And the other is for the carry-on manufacturers, because, you know, carry-ons are not light, even empty. And
well, you know, Mickey, I got to tell you, you're so right. I want to tell everybody listening to this show right this minute, there's a difference between portable and transportable. Just because your bag has wheels on it doesn't mean you can put your dead grandmother in there and try to get her on the flight as carry-on. It doesn't work. And if we did a list of what people are trying to bring on planes now as carry-on bags, we're talking drive shafts of BMWs, stuffed moose, dead bodies. I mean, it's pretty wild. And you're absolutely right, Mickey, that the airlines right now have made my argument for me about door-to-door courier services for bags. I haven't checked a bag in 8 years. I believe there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And now, you're right, if FedEx got their act together with UPS and DHL and 15 other services, they could literally make a killing and keep everybody happy because it's door-to-door.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, I saved 2.5 hours of my life by not checking a bag every time I fly.
When I lived in Japan, I looked around and I wondered why nobody was carrying wheelie suitcases. It's because they use those courier services. So maybe, just like we adopted bottled water from the Europeans, maybe now we'll be adopting these courier services from the Japanese.
All right. Mickey Maynard from the New York Times. You can read her all the time. Hopefully for better news. We'll be back right now in just a few seconds.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Aspen Food and Wine Classic, Aspen, Colorado. We're at the Little Nell and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Let's go right to the phones. We got Mike on the phone in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
How are you, Peter?
Good. How can I help you today?
I travel all the time, and as I get older, I'm getting more forgetful. And I did it again this week. I realized after I got home that I'd left some clothes at the hotel, and I called and spoke to the loss prevention manager, but I had this funny feeling that I'm going to get the same result I seem to always get and not get anything returned. Is there a way to get the hotel's attention so that they make a better effort to get me my stuff after I've forgotten it?
Well, you know what? Here's a news bulletin for you. Don't forget it. How about that? Here's the other thing. I'll give you a better idea. Forgetting clothes, you know what the number one item is for things that are fine in hotel rooms? You know what it is? Cell phone chargers.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. Every hotel has a box in Lost and Found, no matter where you go, of every cell phone charger adapter ever made. So anytime I check into a hotel, if I'm missing something, I just ask to go down to Lost and Found and see if I can borrow the adapter. And guess what? Every time, home run. And then you pay it forward. Leave it there. Leave it there and keep going. Now, if you keep on leaving your clothes places, we'll mention you on the air. We'll have a sale.
Well,
all right, Mike, you got to do a better job, though. The hotels are not loss prevention specialists. They're you know, they're hotels.
Right.
So, I'll give you a good example. You know what? I once asked a friend of mine if he stayed in regular rooms or suites. He said, always regular rooms. I said, why? He says, because I can't forget anything. You fill the space which you're given. So my bottom line to you is get really small rooms. Okay. Let's go right to Glenn on the phone. Hey, Glenn.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help you?
Next year, 2009, we're looking at a Mediterranean cruise and wanted to find the approximate time where we avoid the temperature extremes and the crowd extremes. And the second part of the question is, what would be the easiest airport to fly into Europe? And we're looking at Norwegian.
Norwegian what?
Cruise line.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
The Mediterranean.
Well, if you want to do Norwegian cruise in the Mediterranean, keep in mind that by September, they've pulled their ships out to head them towards the Caribbean. So they have a short little schedule there in the summer. If you can possibly book it in the first week of September, that's the magic month anyway, and you get the last part of the cruise without the crowds and without the tourists. That's how I do it. As far as where you want to fly into,
you're saying September. Yes, sir.
Yes, I am. I'm also saying, you're asking for me what's the best airport to fly into, but you're getting on a cruise. Where are they going from?
Barcelona, Rome, Istanbul.
Istanbul? Okay,
yes,
Istanbul, I got you.
Yes,
but here's the deal. If they're starting in Barcelona, here's a lovely idea. Fly to Barcelona.
Sure.
Done. Okay? I mean, that's what you want to do. Unless you want to go ahead of time and then get a Eurail pass and take the train across, you can do it that way. All right?
Yes, sir.
Or travel with Mike. He leaves his clothes everywhere, okay? All right. Thanks, Lynn. I appreciate the call. My next guest is the chef right here at the Little Nell, Ryan Hardy. And looking at your bio, Ryan, you're laughing about Mike leaving his clothes behind.
I'm laughing about Barcelona. I mean, the food there is great. Why get on a cruise?
You know what? The food is great. You walk right down Las Ramblas. You go to the Boqueria, the open-air market. You go right in there to a little place called Bar Central. You got to wait 25 minutes for your stool.
Right?
But once you get your stool, you don't ever give it up.
Don't give it up.
Just point to the fish you want.
There.
Boom, it's done.
Yeah. I say, tell your last guest forget the cruise and just
stay in Barcelona.
Just keep eating and keep Mike's clothes.
But you make all your you handcraft your stuff here.
We do.
Idea that you make your own cheese here.
Yeah.
We got a cow in the back. What are you talking about?
We almost had a couple of goats at the function last night, actually. But
but that was after about six drinks.
Right. We get to work with some wonderful people in the area that really provide us with some incredible ingredients, and it's something that I've been doing for a long time. It's cheese is one of my passions. Peasant food is things that I love.
So if somebody says, who cut the cheese? It was you.
It was me.
Okay. But you also do pear, plum, cherry, peach preserves?
Oh, we do everything.
Do you involve the guests at all in that?
Sometimes we do this a weekend in August that is actually kind of a retreat almost, where we do wine dinners, and then we do trips to the farmer's market. We do a trip over to a little organic farm that I'm fortunate enough to be a partner in, and we do that kind of thing. So we do some preserving, we do some, make some pâtés, we make some cheese, we take them out, you know, let them pet the sheep, the whole thing.
But pet the sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, okay. Pet the sheep, make the cheese. I'm getting the concept. But the bottom line is here for this week,
yeah,
this Aspen Food and Wine Classic, you're lucky just to be able to stay awake.
Not a whole lot of sleep going on. It's a very, very, very fun weekend. We get a chance to rub shoulders and elbows with just about everybody in the industry that we really admire and really love. And for foodies, definition being people who really, incredibly love food, travel to places like Barcelona just to eat food. It's really the mecca for them for this time of the year, because Aspen, the weather's amazing. It's really, the place to be seen.
Plus, you get the show off.
You get to show off a little bit, you spend some money, you get to bring in all the best ingredients, and like I said, cook for all the best people.
All right, Chef Ryan Hardy from the Little Nell. The restaurant, of course, is Montagna.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Anytime. Now go pet the sheep.
All right, buddy.
I'm worried about you. When we come back, a whole different kind of restaurant up in Napa. It's not just vegetarian. You get to do yoga at the same time. I don't understand that, but we're going to figure it out. Right back from after this.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, ant block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health-smart organic foods, gas-smart hybrid cars, and now eco-smart organic insecticides. EcoSmart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast, without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective EcoSmart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
The Business of Business, brought to you by Aflac. Regular participation in physical activity is shown to help relieve stress, sharpen focus, and increase productivity. Consider creating a wellness challenge for your employees to encourage teamwork. This can foster friendly competition and a stronger sense of camaraderie. Adding Aflac voluntary insurance coverage to your employee benefits package can complement your existing medical plan at no direct cost to your business. To learn more, visit aflacforbusiness.com today.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Bullfrog! This summer's newest sunblock is all about the spray. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray. It's super powerful, super fast, and goes on super easy for up to 8 hours of waterproof, sweatproof, UVA and UVB protection. The kind you expect from Bullfrog. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray Sunblock for adults and kids. Ultimate strength meets ultimate speed.
Bullfrog!
Use as directed.
And now for the bonus round. A tree falls in a forest. What kind of tree is it?
Siberian elm.
Correct. If a rhombus has four sides, what is the opposite of blue?
Purple?
Correct. If you rent all your DVDs from Netflix, how much gas money will you spend driving to and from the video store?
Zero.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
It's 43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Aspen Food & Wine Classic, run by Food & Wine Magazine and the Little Mel Hotel here, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. My next guest has a very unusual restaurant and a very interesting location. Imagine a restaurant that's attached to a yoga studio. Imagine that the restaurant is only serving vegetarian food. And imagine that he's also been named one of the top new chefs of 2008 by Food & Wine Magazine because he's been able to pull it off. And his name is Jeremy Fox. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, so now tell me how this works. Do I do downward dog and then order the appetizer? Or
order is up to you.
But seriously, what is on the menu that is different?
I think, well, you know, it is vegetarian. We have egg dishes. You know, we've chosen not to go the usual route of vegetarian restaurants with meat replacement, seitan, tofu. And instead we're just, you know, serving vegetables, lots of them. And whatever it needs to make it better, whether it's dairy, whether it's no dairy, and cheese, you know, whatever it takes.
Now, I have to tell you this. When somebody says to me it's a vegetarian restaurant, I tend to, like, go the other way because I'm figuring I'm going to be a tofu prisoner.
I hear that a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
So how are you going to make me want to come to your restaurant knowing that you got all that stuff on the menu?
Well, you know, I think you'll definitely be satisfied. My previous experience was with a lot of meat, a lot of charcuterie, sausages. So, you know, I kind of want to do the same thing with vegetables, make them just as decadent, just as over the top as possible. Plus, not necessarily health food.
And so Actually, I would probably, if I had to guess, you're probably going to disguise the tofu. I won't even know I'm eating it.
Well, you probably won't get any tofu.
Okay, I'm there. But forgetting the tofu, I mean, when I order a dish and it's got great flavor and it's not bland and it's not, you know, it's got great sauces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you compare it with the wines, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're in the wine country, so it's definitely important to make sure that the food does go with the wine.
Okay, what pairs well with tofu?
I don't know.
Good.
Hopefully, I don't find out.
Yeah, I don't want to go there at all.
Yeah.
But now, how did you get the name for the restaurant?
Well, the name is actually from Sandy Lawrence, who's our owner. She spent many years in South Africa working and became familiar with the word Ubuntu, the philosophy behind it.
Now, the word sustainable, the word green, everybody's using that. It's like the new buzzword. It's like ecotourism, right?
It's almost time to move on from that word.
I think so. So yeah. What's our next word?
Or who needs a word? Just do it.
Do what?
Just do the right thing.
What does that mean?
That's a good question.
Okay, well let's just call it.
Be sustainable, be green, but
uh-oh,
you know maybe
you
maybe,
back to, see,
maybe you don't have to talk about it though.
You went back to sustainable and green.
It shouldn't be a big deal that it's discussed as something unique.
But it has to be discussed to get down to a definition of terms, so you know what people are going to expect when they get there, right?
True.
So now explain the yoga.
Well, that's it's a separate business. It's on the upstairs of the restaurant, and it's just meant for the Sandy Lawrence. Her two passions were yoga and food, and she wanted them both on the same roof.
Okay, so what do you recommend? Yoga first, then food, or food first and then yoga?
Probably yoga first.
Okay, that's the name of the new restaurant. See, it's called Yoga First.
It's a good idea.
Okay,
I'm going to steal it.
Okay, Jeremy Fox from Ubuntu Restaurant in Napa Valley, where he doesn't want to know anything else about tofu. Is that about right?
It's perfect.
Okay, we're done.
Put that on the sign.
All right, let's go to the phones. If she's still on the phone, still listening to us, we've got Tricia out there in Dallas. Hey, Tricia.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. How can I help you today?
Well, it's a comment about American Airlines' new rule about $15 for the first bag. And they
right.
specifically say that this is to help alleviate fuel costs. Well, I think that all passengers should share equally in that. I am a senior citizen. I used to carry on my own bag. I cannot do that anymore. I physically am unable to do it. Now, seniors are not exempt from this new policy, nor are handicapped passengers, unless they are carrying their wheelchair with them, in which case they do not charge them for the wheelchair. But
you know what, Tricia? You bring up a very, very interesting point, and I will tell the audience this. That this is going to come back to hurt the airlines, because instead of just raising fares, let's not get too angry now, but I will tell you this. I mean, U.S. Air now is even going to charge you $2 for a can of soda. I mean, it's getting out of control, but you know what? There are a lot of people being disadvantaged here, and I totally feel your pain on this, and you know what? We will get back into that, because I think seniors and people with physical disabilities should be exempt. This is not right. Tricia, thanks for the call. When we come back, we got a surprise for you. I'll just give you a hint. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. That's all I'm going to tell you. See if you can figure out who my next guest is when we come back from the Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado, right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now. So call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
It's 52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Aspen Food and Wine Festival in Aspen, Colorado, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you really want to be honest... And guys, listen up, because this is really almost a guy thing. Every guy has a fantasy of opening his own restaurant, having his own wine label. And, of course, most people who try that find out very quickly that it was a bad idea. Although, when you think about it, there are a lot of guys out there now and some women who have their own wine label, sometimes dead, sometimes alive. Marilyn Monroe has a brand of wine right now. Lorraine Bracco has one. Of course, we've got Francis Ford Coppola with his distinct wines, which are very, very good. And my next guest, I'm so happy to have him on the show because I'm such a fan, and I'm such a fan of the music. Now he's on the market with his own wine, and of course his name is Mick Fleetwood, and you know him, of course, from that legendary group, Fleetwood Mac. Hey, Mick. And you're visiting us from Maui, I believe.
I am, yes, and I live in Maui, and we're here for 2 or 3 days.
And you're having fun.
Having fun already, yeah.
Why wine? How did it start?
Basically, I think when my life sort of calmed down a little bit about 18 years ago or so, and we won't go into what was happening before a lot, and I just started really enjoying wine, you know, and then I met a beautiful lady who's now my wife of 18 years, and we entertain a lot. She loves to cook. And cooking, wine. And out of that, about 7 years ago, came Mick Fleetwood Private Cellar, which was sort of careful what you wish for conversation.
You know, 18 years ago, that name, Mick Fleetwood Private Cellar, had a whole new meaning.
Yes, exactly. Yes. You didn't actually get out of the private cellar. You know, you sort of crawled up the stairs. But so we had one of our get-togethers, and Jonathan, who's here with me, with Private Cellar, Jonathan Todd, and he and I sort of came up with this idea, stemming from my sort of dinner party, and we put a program together that, without spending $100 million on a vineyard, which was not what I wanted to do anyhow, and to be more of a maverick in terms of choosing wines, and that's how the Mick Fleetwood Private Cellar brand came out of a really selfish need to have my own wine. However,
yes,
7 years down the road, after a lot of hard work and enjoyment, we are prevailing really on a nice level, and we've been I've been endorsed because the choice was never to slap my name and walk away, God knows, and also be dead and, you know, the estate using the name. It was none of that. It was a fun thing to do. And we kept it really simple. Number one, I choose the wine. Number one, I choose the wine. I blend the wine. That's it, for better or for worse. So that's how we started, and that's how we prevail.
Now, I got to ask the devil's advocate question.
Yes.
Which I'm sure was asked of you at one point. What do you know about wine?
Not too much, apart from what I like.
and that could be the biggest difference of all.
Well, it is, and I'm a huge advocate of the whole premise. And Jonathan's squeaking in his boots next to me, because I sort of do know quite a lot about wine now. But it really came out of just making my mind up not to be intimidated, and remembering back in the day, 25 years ago, and then you look back into the 50s and the 60s when wine was sort of a vaguely elitist thing, like golf.
Sure.
In the United States. It has now eclipsed the European market, so it's well on its, more than on its way. But I never enjoyed that thing where you sort of start being intimidated at a table, and you sort of, I have memories of actually drinking wine that I didn't like.
But you drank because it,
because
you thought you're supposed to.
Because
yeah.
I was told to.
Yeah.
And which is a pretty pathetic thing to have to admit. So all of those sensibilities are very much ingrained in my attitude towards the wine world, which is, yes, I do learn. Yes, I do meet wonderful people during our escapades putting these vintages together. But the reality is it's really quite simple, and that's what I like to try and project to people out there. Don't get intimidated.
And the name of the wine is?
Mick Fleetwood Private Cellar.
And you can get out of the cellar every once in a while.
We can get out. In fact, I'm over 8 miles high up in Snowmass tonight playing.
Which brings me to my next quick question before we run out of time. You haven't given up the music at all. The Mick Fleetwood Blues Band is playing.
Oh, yeah. And we're doing a tour around the States doing a similar thing. And then going off to Europe. And then in November, listeners will be happy to hear, we are going into full rehearsals with the Fleetwood Mac, with Stevie and Lindsay, John and myself.
And believe it or not, Stevie wrote Landslide here in Aspen.
She did indeed, and that is the truth.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Of course, the best part of this is the name of the tour is Uncorked. How appropriate.
I am officially uncorked. And by midnight tonight, when I come off stage, I shall be
totally uncorked.
Totally uncorked.
Thank you for sharing. Mick Fleetwood, thank you for joining us. We are out of time.
Oh, fantastic.
I really appreciate that.
All right.
Everybody have a great weekend. That means we are out of time for this week. And, of course, on a somewhat somber note, please remember Tim Russert in your prayers.
Amen.
And watch the Today Show this week, as well as Meet the Press with Tom Brokaw, a special edition this week honoring the memory of Tim Russert. To all the folks here at the Little Nell, of course, everybody here in Aspen that was so hospitable, and the Food and Wine Classic people, thank you so much. Richard Rudd, engineer, and everybody else. We're out of time. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.